Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
306 DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. Let's do a DGS happy hour. Anyone want to go?
Got a good one.
Okay,
so there was an incident at a candy store. A father and his son, little boy, looks like he's maybe... Okay, he's 4 years old. This happened in California, by the way. Not a local story, but still very, very nice. They walk past this candy shop, Uptown Candy Shop, and they noticed that the doors were unlocked after closing time. So the dad turns to his son, and this is all caught on surveillance video, by the way. He goes, "We need to go find the security guard and tell him this place is unlocked." So they look it up. They find a phone number for the property, call the security guard, and rather than walking away like most people would, they decided to stay outside the shop and guard the shop like father and son. Very cute. Like, the little boy's taking it so seriously, and they wait until the security guard arrives. And I don't know, it's gone viral because it's really sweet. I think a lot of people in that situation would have done like the bare minimum and walked away, or maybe even walked inside and helped themselves to a little candy. But the dad and son made it into a little game for themselves and protected the candy shop.
Did they give them candy?
You know, I don't know if they
missed an opportunity.
Yeah. Like, son, if you could stop in once a week for, you know, free candy bar or whatever.
That's that would have been the perfect ending to the story. Yeah. Unfortunately, I cannot confirm this.
Are you taking the ice cream? If you find an unlocked ice cream store, wide open. Let's say the door is even open. Wide open. No cameras?
Absolutely not.
Why would you steal the ice cream?
The fact that you're even thinking about it.
I'm just asking the question where it's on all of our minds.
And you pulled the "I'm just asking" question.
Which is if you happen upon some defenseless ice cream.
And it was candy. It wasn't ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it was ice cream at the beginning.
Here's as far as I go. If I found loot, like if I found $1 million in bills, and it's like I used my brain and talked to my best confidant, and we thought we're going to get away with it, I'd consider it. It's not, ice cream's not worth getting pinched.
Right.
Right?
But also, like, if
no danger of getting pinched. You're totally safe. It's 6-7, baby. You're on the road. You've got the caramel pecan in your hand.
Somehow, I don't know why, somehow I would feel guiltier about taking Clementine's gooey butter ice cream for free than I would keeping $1 million that I can justify that a drug dealer dropped.
That is very strange. That is a very strange way to feel.
I don't know that it is, because you know what you're doing. One is I'm stealing from this small business.
Right.
And okay, the other, first and of the all, other where is, does that come into it? No one ever said it was a small business. It could be Dippin' Dots. It could be Baskin Robbins.
Okay, well, you thought I was talking about ice cream.
Isn't the owner of the franchise.
It was
dummy.
A small local candy store.
Yeah. I'm sticking with ice cream.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it for candy, just ice cream.
Yeah, I don't want candy that bad.
See, ice cream's going to melt if you don't take care of it, right?
Exactly. You have to eat it. It is your duty to eat it, or you're creating food waste in a very insecure time in our nation.
See, to me, this is also kind of the difference between finding $100 on the sidewalk and finding a wallet that has $100 in it. If I find a wallet with $100 in it, I'm not taking the money out. I know it belonged to this person. I can find them.
All money belongs to someone, Kevin.
But if I see a $100 bill just laying there and there's nobody around, how do I find the owner of it?
Yeah. There's no wild money. All money belongs to someone.
You've never found money just sitting around.
No, I found money just sitting around, but I'm saying that was someone else's money.
Right, right, but see, listen, if there's just money sitting
This just happened to Rachel and I in the elevator like a few months ago. Do you remember that?
If there's just money sitting around, just cash.
I feel like that was like 2 years ago, dude. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't find wild money that often.
I love it.
But there was like $60 on the elevator.
Yeah. So if you pick that up and there's no name attached to it, you don't know whose it is, if they're coming back, how you would even go about finding them, if that's a different thing to shove in your pocket versus I'm in this business.
Now, see, that was my argument.
I know this isn't anybody else's candy or ice cream, but the business owners. I know I'm stealing from someone. Lost and stealing, finding something that's lost and taking something from someone who you know is not allowing you to is a different thing.
Nah, ask Miss Goody Two-Shoes about that. She made me not take the $60. Well, and when I went back later to look for it, it was gone.
Yeah, what happened?
There was $60 on the floor of the elevator, and I was like, should we take that? And you were like, well, that's someone's money. And I was like, well, yeah, I know, but it's just sitting there. And you were like, it's someone's money. And I was like, ugh, yeah. Fine. And then I went back later to look for it, and it was gone.
I'm sure you went back within seconds.
On that position, I am Team Andrew. Because you don't know.
I probably would have taken it.
Yeah, you probably don't know whose it is.
I would have taken it for sure.
And some other rando might just as well take it, too, which is a different thing. Versus, oh my gosh, this store is unlocked. Should I go in and take everything? That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, hey, I left my apartment unlocked today. If someone goes in and steals my TV, that's on me.
Yep, they get it.
They did nothing wrong.
I've found a $20 bill before. What's the most you've ever found?
$60.
I have a friend. That's probably my biggest amount, too.
I have a friend who cannot stop finding money. He has multiple times in his life found a $100 bill.
Like you find fruit.
Like like three times he has found $100 on the street.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. I thought he was a drug dealer for a while.
It's probably along the lines of a 20. It might be a 20. It might be just like a few bills that were together. It's not that crazy amount. But like again, if I found a wallet, even if that wallet only had $8, I'm not taking the $8. I know it belongs to the person whose ID is in that wallet.
I just don't get that. Like the money that you like the loose money, that $60 that we found on the elevator was not in a wallet. But that was someone's money.
Right, but you will
all
not,
money is someone's money.
You will
money.
Not be able to track them down, and you will not be able to verify that it was theirs. If someone comes to you...
What if they had just found that $60, put it in their wallet, then dropped their wallet?
What are we doing?
You tell me, man!
You're just trying to find a scenario that will make it okay to steal people's money.
No, you're the one making the scenario that's where it's okay to steal people's money, where not, you're saying if it's not in a wallet, you can just take it.
If something is laying on the ground and nobody is around and nobody's like, where's my money? You're not stealing it. You found it. If something's in a wallet or in a store or in an apartment, you take it from those places. That's flat out stealing.
They are using different words
to say the same thing.
But it's the McDonald's argument.
No,
all
it
over
is.
Again.
It's exactly that. You're 100% right. It is exactly the same thing.
What if, I can't believe I'm doing this, but what if it's in a wallet, but the wallet has no credit cards or identification? It just has a $100 bill in it.
I mean, I'm already telling you, I see no difference between taking money that's on the ground or taking money out of a wallet I find.
Wow.
Makes no difference to me.
You really don't...
Even if there's an ID in it?
Yeah, I don't care.
So you wouldn't try to reunite the wallet with the owner?
I might try and do that.
Minus the cash.
But you keep the money?
Yeah, but I might be like, hey, I took the money that's out of here.
Oh, no, you
would not.
Yeah, send a letter without a return address and be like, here you go. Took the money, though. Keep a better hold on your crap, man.
It's called a finder.
That's the most evil thing you can do.
That's
you know what
awful,
I would
man.
Compare it to is if you like found a kitten on the side of the road or something. That kitten came from somewhere.
Right.
You can take it to the vet, see if it has a chip.
Yep.
But if it doesn't, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking that little kitty cat home.
That's
what
correct.
What if it's got a tag on it?
What if it's got a tag on it that says, I live here?
What if the cat's in a wallet?
Andrew, I don't know if you have the point you think.
Yeah, you don't have a good point.
I just think it's. I think that's a stupid place to draw
not.
The line.
When it's clearly defined as someone
there's no,
else's.
There's no feral money, so if you find money, that's someone's money, whether you take it out of a wallet or you take it off the street. Don't growl at me.
I am going to growl at you because you're making zero sense. You're just trying to justify taking the money.
I don't have to justify. I already said I was going to do it.
I know. And it's wrong, so...
I think it's wrong to... Here's the thing. The difference is, I think it's wrong to just take it if it's sitting on the street. I'm doing it, but I think it's wrong. It's the wrong thing to do.
How is it wrong if that person is... I mean, like, there are so many... This is the
if
difference.
I lost $60, I would retrace my steps until I found it. And
sure.
That's what I hope happened
but
with that $60.
What if you didn't realize it until 2 days later?
What if you didn't realize your wallet's missing?
Would you even bother going back? You're going to notice your wallet's missing. You're not going to have your credit card, your ID, or anything.
You're just making that up. You don't know that.
No.
You're just throwing that out of nowhere.
No.
Okay, great. Cool. Well, you know what? Kevin wins. It's fine.
The way,
as always.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not alone here. I think there are three people that agree with me here.
JR says, interesting, the socialist has no problem taking other people's money.
Shut up.
No, I'm on Team Andrew with the shut up.
I'm saying there's no more. If you find money in any circumstance, that money does not belong to you. So if you take it off the street or you take it out of a wallet, it's wrong. Now, whether or not you do it, that's a whole different discussion. I'm saying, period, it's wrong.
No.
Kevin's saying it's right to take it off
no,
the
I'm
ground.
No, I'm saying it's understandable. One will get you in trouble with the law and one will not.
That's 100% not true.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of stories of things like that where people find money or money is mistakenly put into their account through no fault of their own, and then they get into some kind of trouble when they spend it.
What? If it's in your account by accident, you know it's not your money.
If Dave finds that sack with $1 million, that's why he went through all that rigmarole about how, well, I've spoken to all my confidants and I know that there's going to be no problems to come from it. Because there are problems that come from that.
Yeah, the drug dealer coming to get you.
No, there are like legal problems involved in that. Now, not with $20 that you find on the street because no one can take you to court over that.
And I think that's what we're arguing about is the difference between $20 on the sidewalk and $20 out of a wallet.
Yeah.
That you also found on the sidewalk. But it's like,
I think they're both wrong.
I could.
Yes, but you're not acknowledging that there are nuances and degrees of wrong.
I don't look at it as degrees of wrong. I think they're both wrong. And again, I'm not saying I'm not doing either of them, but I'm saying it's both wrong.
So you find a $5 bill out of
like
Tucker.
I would have if Rachel was not there, I would have taken the $60 out of the elevator.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, she's correct to say that's wrong to do.
I don't think
you
she,
should leave
I
it there.
No. I remember this happening. I don't remember all the details. I don't think I would have said like, "Oh no, it's wrong." It was more like, "Hey, that person might come back and find it, so I would rather leave it there for them to come back and find it."
But my point is
that's exactly what I'm saying.
There are shades of gray with almost everything. And certainly with this, I see a lot of shades of gray. You know, like, you're walking along with your 5-year-old son, and you see a nickel, and he picks it up. You know, that's something to be celebrated, even though, like, technically it was someone's nickel, and technically it's wrong. But the distance between that...
Let me rephrase this. I'm not saying that I don't acknowledge that there are shades of it. I'm acknowledging that I don't care about the shades. They're both wrong.
Fair enough.
If you could say if you kill a dog, it's not as bad as killing a human, but both are really bad, horrible things to do, right?
Yeah, and you're saying you would do both.
But you care about that.
What do you mean?
You care about the gradation between killing a dog and killing a human, but you don't care about it when it comes to finding money.
Well, yeah, because that in itself is a gradation of its own.
Well,
the gradation of taking $30 or taking a life, that's a gradation that matters a lot more than the difference between...
What if it's that kid with all that money?
Taking $30 out of a wallet or taking $30 off the ground.
I'm going to disagree, at the risk of prolonging this even more, I'm going to disagree that it's wrong to take a loose $20 bill
off the street.
Yeah, it's
not wrong.
You have literally made this argument before. I do remember what happened.
Okay. I'm not saying like, oh, it's morally wrong to take it. What I'm saying is I hope the person who lost this finds it. Let's hope for that and leave it here. That's not the same thing as like, oh, it's morally wrong for us to put this in our pockets right now. By that logic, if it's wrong to pick up a $5 bill when you see it on the sidewalk and no one's looking for it, there's no way to trace the owner of that $5 bill. By that logic, it's wrong to ever take anything home that you find under any circumstances, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think that.
So if
so, take the ice cream though.
So if you find
if I found someone's like Xbox on the ground, I wouldn't pick that up and take it home either.
But if you found like somebody's like challenge coin or something on the street, you wouldn't take that.
I don't take things off the street that I find.
But you do out of elevators.
But you think it's morally wrong to take it home if I was out on the street and I was like, oh, look, a whistle. I found a whistle on the street. If I take that home, I'm doing something morally wrong.
It's someone's stuff.
But it's not
it's not why it was not birthed. It was not birthed into the wild.
Didn't this start with you saying you would take the ice cream from the open ice cream shop?
It did. Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I would take the money. I'm just saying that it's wrong to do so.
Why would you do something you know is wrong?
It's money. I want the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we reached the end of that one.
And for what it's worth, I'm tired of being yelled at, so let's do something else.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're only watching the sky. If anyone was watching the stream carefully, they just saw me poke myself in the eye.
Oh, man. What? I didn't even clock that.
Yeah, it's probably happened to me 5 times in my life. I was going to rub my eye, but for some reason I used my pointy instead of my knuckle.
And went a little too hot. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever do the thing where, I'm sure you have, where you accidentally you lose the hand on your headphones and it snaps and smacks you in the eye?
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. They're snappier than you think they are.
Andy says, the show has simultaneously reached all-time new highs and lows in the past week.
I don't know if that segment was an all-time high, but...
I was just getting ready to say that was the high. What was the low?
Thank you, Andy.
What was the low?
I have a quick happy hour topic. Armie Hammer, remember Armie?
Yeah.
Who's going to cook ladies' ribs and eat them with some sauce?
Weirdo.
Has finally made his next film, and I was thinking he could win 5 Oscars, and he's still going to be the guy who wanted to eat people.
Right? Yeah, I think that's okay.
That's
right?
Fair?
Yeah. I think it's right for him to be remembered as the guy who wanted to eat people.
It's a weird... That's beyond just being strange. Something wrong with you. If that's in your head, and then you're also going to be telling people that it's in your head?
See, that boy ain't right.
This whole segment has been about drawing lines morally and ethically.
Mm-hmm.
From ice cream to wallets to Armie Hammer.
We found one we can.
I think we're all the dumber for it.
We found one we can all agree on.
And yeah. Don't eat people.
Yeah. And it's eating people.
Don't describe your fantasies of being a cannibal and expect people to be okay with that.
Also, I had one of those moments I've talked about. I just watched that House of Dynamite movie, and Idris Elba is the president. It was very impactful. And then I saw him doing a commercial, and I'm like, wait a minute.
You're supposed to be the president or whatever.
Some sort of chicanery going on here.
It is a little jarring.
Elected another clown.
And, you know, obviously that's a movie, but sometimes you'll see something like that during a show that person is on, and you're like, oh, come on.
Trish Gazelle in her typical Trish way really made me laugh not too long ago because I think she might have even done it on the show, but she was saying, like, what is the big deal with actors? They make millions of dollars just because they can pretend to be someone else better than me. And it's kind of true. It's kind of a stupid job when you think about it.
I mean,
but we like movies, so, you know, we all know you get paid based on what you generate.
What a weird thing, though, right? The one thing that we can trace back, as far as we can trace back, we've always wanted to distract ourselves.
Yep.
And we've always wanted to be high.
Which is kind of the same thing. The music's played by the
madman. Welcome back, guys. DGS 335 from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. Dave Murray joins us. We made Dave the big picture on the stream because my camera is glitzing and it's making me be in slow motion. And it's terrible for me because I have a severe case of resting bitch face and it's resting and bitching way too long. And then I just noticed, because I've never had this happen, when I get in and out of my chair, I basically stick my belly right into the microphone. And so it's there for like 6 seconds now. And it's like, this not good. This is not good. If this were online dating, people would just be like, nope.
Man.
Dave, you look good though.
I got the big head.
You need that, though, in broadcasting,
big
right?
TV. Big brains.
Dave, look at the brain on Dave.
Dave, you know who we had on earlier? We had John Pertzborn.
All right.
To celebrate his 42 years or whatever it is. Maybe I'm thinking of you with 42 years. You guys go back a long way, though, right?
Long way, yeah. I mean, even when he was at Channel 5, obviously knew each other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he came over to the good side.
Yeah, there you go. So is this our last day of gloom?
Yes. And the rain is basically done. The showers are running from Farmington over to about Centralia, but the rain is done in Metro St. Louis and points north and points west. So, yes, it was kind of settling back into typical late October weather now. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. It's a chilly day, but supposed to be 58 for the high. Clear and cold tomorrow night, 40 degrees. We stay well above the freezing point. This is not a frost freeze setup. Friday, sunny, breezy, upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Halloween is upper 40s, low 50s across St. Louis. A few clouds around, but nothing to be concerned about. 41 for the overnight low. The weekend, first weekend of November, Saturday, partly sunny. A secondary cold front coming by. I'm going to put a chance of a couple of sprinkles just to be on the safe side. I don't think we'll see anything, but 55 for the high Saturday and Sunday, sunny and 59 degrees. Again, time change weekend, sunset on Sunday, right at 5 o'clock, and rainfall now. And I don't even have the numbers from today, but the rainfall for the year is now above average. Not by much, but it's above average.
That's so weird.
It's so wild.
This may be a controversial take, but both being a trick-or-treater and being a father of trick-or-treaters at one point, I prefer a chillier Halloween. as opposed to a warm one.
Yep. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Seasonal, fun. If you have like a big outfit on, you're not sweating your butt off. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Andrew, just, are you still licking your wounds over there?
I'm good.
No, you're not.
No, I was talking to Polly. Sorry.
I'm looking at my picture. I'm looking at my picture here, and I just because you've exploded it up on how crummy my desk looks. It's all cluttered with stuff. I have the washer and the dryer with folded laundry on it.
I was going to point it out, but I didn't want to be mean.
Is that a flip phone on the desk? It looks like a flip phone. It
looks like a flip phone next to the books.
All the way back.
Which you haven't read.
No.
Which he hasn't read those books. You know, yeah.
It's a picture frame.
Oh, it's a frame. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then it's upside down because he's tired of Janice's bullcrap.
I didn't say that.
Dave, the guys are saying that those are show books and not real read books.
Yeah, no, they're real read books. Do you want to go through them? You want to go through them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
What are you reading these days?
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, this is what I'm working on right now. It's Matthew McConaughey's Poems and Prayers.
All right, all right, all right.
It really is quite interesting. It's a fun read. It's a fun read.
What if he pulled out a porn?
He's like, oh, this is
called Hustler. This is one of my favorites.
This is what I'm into right now.
Reading the Glass. It's a weather book.
That's cool. Right.
Written by a sea captain.
I know about the glass.
Fascinating.
That sounds super cool.
Super Agers.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
The Salus of Open Spaces.
Mm. Man, some deep thoughts.
And How to Sail.
See, Dave was just as sexy as I am, not sexy.
No kidding. What a bunch of thoughtful books.
Cool, deep thinker
Honestly,
books.
Honestly, if you said, a girl's coming to your place and you want to impress her, I'm like, okay, give me How to Sail. Give me Salus and Open Spaces.
Dave, have you read any of Jimmy Buffett's fiction?
All of them.
Okay. My dad has too. He says they're really fun. He likes them.
They're fun. They're easy read. They're interesting and highly recommend all of them.
He liked the one about the lighthouse guy where the guy dies.
Yes.
Oh, no way to go.
No, everybody's like, hasn't read the book. He's going to be like, well, I'm not buying that one.
That's fine.
No, they're short stories.
Oh, okay.
Are fantastic. Cool. Fantastic. And I'm looking forward to Kenny Chesney's book coming out.
I think that's an interesting concept. And I'm in a very interesting position because the only thing I'm trained to do is be a lawyer, but I have 25 years in radio. I play in a band. You know, I have all these things that I do that I want people to just accept that Dave can sing. And yet I get so mad at other people when they try to do it. Like Jimmy Buffett writing a story. My gut reaction is, oh, who are you to write a story?
That songwriter.
All you've done is write a bunch of stories to music over the years.
Who does he think he is?
That son of a sailor.
You know what? McConaughey's book is, you read this stuff and you think, okay, I've thought about a lot of that stuff, but I could never put it on paper. But I'm a weather geek.
Is it existential, philosophical stuff?
It's over a long period of time of stuff that he's kind of jotted down.
Yeah.
And, it makes you think. I think for the most part, it makes you think.
When you read it, do you hear his voice and which character is his? No?
No, I hear my brain.
Okay, so you're just, okay, I got you. Because I can't hear anything about him without hearing him as Wooderson from Dazed and Confused.
I'm like that too.
Yeah, he's like, all right, all right, all right.
That's a whole page of the book.
Hey guys, says, here's a deep.
All right, all right, all right.
Here's a deep thought for
you. That's a whole thing with me. Like when I used to read more, I get very specific views of the characters.
Gotcha.
And so then when you see the movie, you're like, ah.
Mm-hmm. I just be hearing time is a flat circle.
Yeah, there are a lot of books that movies are based on, and the movie is good, and you say, I'm going to go read that book. And it's like, in a minute, the movie left out about 100% of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the movie, this guy was 6'4", but in the book, they're saying he's 5'9". What's going on?
Speaking of Halloween, there's a big movement now that Halloween is too scary.
What?
The modern Halloween, the decorations, you have 10-foot skeletons, you have realistic witches.
There are some messed up decorations that I have seen.
Yeah. You know what? A neighbor of mine, a couple of houses down, they have three kids. One of them's about 4.5. And they had this doll hanging from the roof, basically. And as you came by, it would kind of scream at you. It scared his daughter so much they had to take it down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of any of the, like, figures hanging from anything for Halloween. Like, mm-hmm. that feels like we should stay away from that.
Seems like a special thing yeah, that you just don't do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had that fight with Phoebe Glover her whole childhood because I wanted to go all out and put in decorations, and she just vetoed everyone. Like, she just hated those things. So
when my kid was little, skeletons, no chance.
Yeah.
Anything that are skeletons, like, nope, not going there.
Well, Phoebe still tells this story, and she tells it very differently than Nick and I do. But the first time I ever saw an animatronic thing outside of, like, an amusement park, me and Nick and Phoebe went to, like, Spirit Halloween out on Highway K, and there was a zombie laying in the foyer, and I'm like, wow, a zombie, look at that. Phoebe, let me get your picture with it. So she approaches it, and it starts crawling after her. And she just stood there, like, okay, this is how I die. So yeah. Clearly I'm going to die right now. But now she tells the story like we set her up. But that was, it even scared me. Like, I didn't know those things moved. I got pretty scared at a Walgreens one time when I was shopping and a witch jumped out at me. Mm-hmm. Scary.
That wasn't even Halloween.
Did you ever get scared on trick-or-treat night? But, like, other people's costumes or anything like that?
No.
No, me either.
No.
That definitely didn't happen
with
me.
We did have it when I was a kid. We did have a neighbor who all they did every year was do everything they could to scare every trick-or-treater that came up.
Was like he your mentor?
So they would, yeah, I know. This is where you think I learned it. Like, he would do things like hide, like, he would have the, you know, you have the door that's kind of like half and half, and you take the window out of the top so you can just hand candy out. And he would always be like hiding below, and he would hear you and just pop up and in costume, of course, and try to get the jump scare. So after a while, we were all, like, after a couple of years, we older kids were like, let the little guys go first. They'll
yeah. One of the few, maybe three humans I've ever punched was in sixth grade, and they set up a classroom as a fun house, a haunted house, and I hate those. And I was walking through, and a guy opened up black curtains, and he was wearing, like, a mask. And I just punched him as hard as I could in the face. Just, I mean, I'm only in sixth grade, so I'm sure it wasn't a massive punch. But he fell down, and I ran. So
that's all he had on, right, was the mask?
That's right. No, I have a terrible fear response. It's always violence.
Hey, that's not terrible.
Might keep me alive.
If, I was going to say, in a bad situation, it might be what lets you get away.
One of the best ones, I'll tell a story really quickly. Should I tell the whole thing, the thing about the woman in white?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty short one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Marina and I are in Chicago, and we go to this theater in the round, and it's a gothic horror play called The Woman in White. And the whole time, you know what's going to happen. At the end, the woman in white's going to pop out. It's, you know it's coming. But we had been to, like, a Chinese buffet, and I was Fat Dave, and you know how I'd say now, like, I don't fart? I farted a lot back then. And I had one on deck, and I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it, D-head. And it gets super quiet.
Oh, man.
And the woman in white jumps out, like, right next to me, and I fart louder. My butt said the word fart. And everyone in my section started cracking up. And it ruined the whole play. And so then about 2 weeks later, I go down to the basement to do laundry. And I'm wearing no pants because I'm fat. And I'm carrying a gallon jug of milk, just taking hits off it. And Maureen had been down there for like half an hour waiting, dressed as the woman in white, whited out her face, the whole thing. And I'm just like drinking my milk and, you know, grabbing stuff. And she just goes like that. And it took me like a half a second. But even for 10 seconds after I realized it was her, I still chased her and threw that gallon of milk at her. And if I could have caught her, I would have beat her. Just being honest. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back, guys. DGS with a really short win here because we had a good time with Dave. That was a good time.
It was. I like Dave Murray.
Yeah.
He's my friend.
Cool.
It's been an interesting show.
It's been a fun one.
Morals debate.
Fart joke.
Fart jokes.
Not a joke. Story.
Story.
Avi Loeb, John
Avi, yeah.
Astronomy.
Man.
Physics. Mm-hmm. Typical DGS.
TV rock star.
I hate to wish people ill, but Dr. Phil is going bankrupt.
No.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Shenanigans. And he was trying to go one way, but the judge said, basically, you are full of crap. And you have been deleting texts that I ask you not to delete.
Ooh.
And because of your chicanery, second time I've used that word today, we're going to do the bad kind of bankruptcy.
Whoa.
So.
Sounds like he's about time for him to get real.
That's what he gets for giving me a burner phone number.
I was
going
to say, he also gave the judge a fake number.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.